This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Before state lawmakers return for the full legislative session in February, they're trying to figure out how to spend millions of dollars of COVID-19 relief. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Colorado's economy is expected to recover faster than originally anticipated from the pandemic. Also, tax collections were better than expected last year, and lawmakers cut the budget deeper than they needed to. That means extra money for one-time stimulus efforts. The legislature's bipartisan Joint Budget Committee will discuss options over the coming days, with a public hearing next Wednesday to get feedback. Governor Jared Polis has made his own proposals, including $500 million for an economic stimulus and other one-time spending. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new state report says RTD needs to improve workplace conditions for its bus and train operators. The transit agency has often had trouble retaining its frontline workers. Worker retention may become even more important for RTD as it looks to restore service that's been cut because of the pandemic. Visitors to Rocky Mountain National Park will not need a reservation to enter the park, at least through the end of the year. The Denver Post reports that the park will not reinstate the timed reservation system it created to help better manage visitors during the pandemic. Rocky Mountain Park stopped requiring reservations in October. Park visitation dropped nearly a third in 2020 compared to the year before. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.